Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. Tonight, we talk of fear. If you are very, very lucky, you may never know the kind of fear we deal with tonight. Perhaps your only fears will be the obvious, the easy-to-deal-with variety, fear of failure, of embarrassment, of rejection. Not to belittle those fears, for they are very real and they can be very serious, but there is another kind of fear, a vague and nameless terror that answers to no reason, a dark and formless apprehension which can seize the mind and cut off normal avenues of escape. There is a terror which numbs, paralyzes, even threatens sanity and life itself. This is the fear of fear, the terrible apprehension that precedes an unreasoning and unstoppable panic. The pulse rate jumps, the heartbeat pounds in the throat, the muscle coordination goes to pieces, the palms drip with perspiration. These are the symptoms with which we deal tonight. I know there are at least a few people listening right now who know that this kind of fear really exists. It's not something made up. To the rest of you who have never experienced this condition, do not congratulate yourself prematurely, for the pressures of our society are creating new victims every day. Not every stress victim suffers a stroke or a heart attack. Some are still going through the motions of a normal life, while inside, their organic clockwork seems to be dashing itself to pieces in a silent scream of terror. Now, with these words, I hope I have accurately set the internal scene for what is about to happen to Eddie Maitland. You'll meet Eddie in just a minute, if you haven't already met him. It's 35 degrees and 10 p.m. in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Eddie Maitland, after a tense flight and an unpleasant ride from the airport, is at last within reach of a bed. A bed in room 614 in the Hotel Prentice. Not one of Cincinnati's better hotels, but one only a block from the merchandise sales mart where tomorrow Eddie will display the wares of his furniture company out of Los Angeles.
Crummy hotel room. Hope I can get some sleep. Bed's probably 50 years old. Place is stifling hot. There's no place to control the heat. I'll open the window. Thing as lonely as a city. It's cold. Close it down just about an inch. Inch of Cincinnati's about all I can stand. In my pajamas and dry out this mattress. Oh, it's hard as a rock. Oh, my feet are killing me. That's better. Well, maybe I can sleep. I'm tired enough. Oh, boy. I can't reach to turn off the lamp. There. God, I'm a long way from home. It's only a little past 7 o'clock at home. I'm going to call.
Desk?
This is Mr. Maitland in 614... I want to place a collect call long distance to my home. Area's 213. The number is 988-4637.
That's 988-4637.
Yeah, that's right. Area 213.
Okay, just a moment.
But she's having dinner or watching television.
Were you talking to me, sir?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was just talking to myself.
No answer, sir. Should I keep on ringing?
Yes, please. No. You can cancel the call. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Good night. I'm wide awake. Town sounds different from home. Every town sounds a little different. Well, there's always a siren. Always a tragedy somewhere. All right, I'll watch television. There must be some old movie on. Yeah, I wish this place had a restaurant. It doesn't even have a coffee shop. Come on, TV set. Warm up. Nothing on that channel. Come on. Oh, that's great. I got nothing.
Desk?
This is Mr. Maitland in the 614 again.
Yes?
The TV doesn't work.
Your TV doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you sure it's plugged in?
Yes, it's plugged in. You can't get any channels on it.
Well, can you check to see if the antenna is plugged into the wall? We have a master antenna.
Oh, yeah, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, it's plugged in.
Well, you should be getting a picture.
Yeah, well, but I'm not.
I'm sorry, sir, but there isn't anything I can do about it at this time of the night. I'm all alone down here on the desk.
Well, don't you have a spare set in an empty room?
I couldn't get it for you, sir. I can't leave the front, you see.
Well, isn't there a custodian or somebody?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, fine. Cheap. Third-rate flop house. I hate hotels. A guy could die and they wouldn't even know about it. I gotta calm down. Please let me calm down. I hate this job. I hate traveling. I hate everything about it. Where can she be? She didn't say she was going out for dinner. Where is she?
This is the desk.
This is room 614. I want you to try my Los Angeles number again.
What was that number?
Area 213... The number is 988-4637.
Oh, yeah. Just a minute.
Please be there. Please, God, make her be there.
No answer, sir. Do you want me to keep trying?
Listen, are you sure you dialed the right number?
You want it 988-4637.
Yes. Area code 213.
That's what I'm ringing.
Yes, but I'm sure she's there. Whenever I go out of town, she always waits until I phone her. I mean, she's expecting me to call.
Well, I could keep trying every so often and call you if anyone answers.
No, that won't be necessary. Thank you anyway. Where is she? She doesn't even know where I'm staying. Not one single person knows me in this whole city. Please, God, let me calm down. There's nothing to be afraid of. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me to That is it. He leadeth me beside still waters. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. My cup runneth over. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Although I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. Shadow of death. Oh, please, dear God. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The Lord is my shepherd. Please, God, don't let me get sick here. What is he doing that he can't answer me?
Yes, Mr. Maitland. What can I do for you now?
Look, does this hotel have a doctor? A house doctor?
No, we don't. Is something the matter with you?
There may be.
I call you a doctor.
It's not anything you can pin down. I've had doctors. It's just nerves, they say. My heart gets going so fast I'm afraid it'll stop. I can't explain it.
Do you want me to call a doctor for you, Mr. Maitland? I know a doctor I could call.
No. Look, Jeff, just try my home phone number again.
In Los Angeles?
Yes. You still have it there?
Yes, sir. Just a minute.
These things happen to me every time I'm away from... I suppose it sounds like I've got a screw loose. It's kind of being afraid of being afraid. I know it sounds funny, but it isn't.
It's ringing now, sir.
Yes. Thank you. I hear it. I can't imagine where she'd be at this hour of night. I mean, in L.A., it's only...
Hello?
Virginia? It's me.
Oh. Where are you?
In Cincinnati.
Did you have a good flight?
Oh, I had a terrible flight. It was bumpy, and we had a long layover in Chicago, and now I'm cooped up in a lousy hotel, and I don't feel so good.
Why don't you try to get some sleep, Eddie?
I've been trying, only I can't. I hear my heart again. I feel it pounding in my throat.
Oh, Eddie, just forget about it.
Yeah, just forget about it. I can't forget about it.
Just your nerves.
Listen, where were you?
When? This evening? Oh, your mother called, and I had to go over and pick up some things at the store that she wanted. Just got in when you called.
Listen, Virginia, I want you to take down the phone number of this hotel.
All right, let me get something to write with.
There's a ballpoint pen in the drawer in the phone book. I'm so dizzy.
Okay, I've found a pencil. What's your number?
Oh, my head is spinning. Let's see. Okay, area 513.
513.
354-1855.
55. All right, I've got it.
Virginia.
What is it, Eddie?
Don't be angry with me.
I'm not angry with you.
Yes, you are. I can hear it in your voice. Oh, Jenny, I can't help it if I get these attacks.
I know.
I know you think it's a weakness, but I'm not faking it. I'm not just making it up. I'm really afraid. I have this fear, this terror of something.
Look, you're saying the same things you say when you're here at home, only this is costing us money. You'll be all right, Eddie. You always are. Now, how about just hanging up and going to sleep? How are you going to sell anything tomorrow if you don't get a good night's
sleep? Sure. It's always the money, isn't it? Don't talk on the phone. Get out there and sell. All right, Virginia. Thanks for being so understanding. Oh, jeez. Virginia. Hello, Ginny.
You flashing me, Mr. Maitland?
No. I accidentally cut myself off from my call.
You want me to dial the number again, sir?
No. No, never mind.
Do you want me to get that doctor for you?
I don't know. Oh, if only I could get some sleep, but the sirens and all that noise outside.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. I'm going off duty in another few minutes. If there's anything I can do for you before then...
No, thank you. I've had this happen many times before. Nobody can do anything.
Well... Good night, then.
Yeah. Good night.
Oh. Nobody can do anything. Oh, God. God, please don't let me die. Alone.
Eddie Maitland is in a hotel room in Cincinnati, over 2,000 miles from his home, experiencing the all-too-familiar symptoms of the near panic that has plagued him for months, that becomes uncontrollable when he isn't near the reassuring presence of familiar surroundings. Now, he lies rigidly in the center of the bed. The faint light from the street below makes unfamiliar shadows in the cold alien room, accentuating the remoteness of all the comfortable security that lies so far away, across a continent, unattainable, and the only link with security, the telephone.
I've got to talk to her again. I've got to. Why doesn't a desk clerk answer faster? He knows who it is. That's it. He's tired of hearing about my problem. He's disgusted with me. Sure, he's going to teach me a lesson. Come on and answer. Come on, in God's name, I'm a sick man up here. You can't cut me off from everything. Wait a minute. What am I doing? I really must be crazy. He knows there's something wrong with me. He could come up here and he could steal me blind. He could... He could kill me. He could kill me. And make it look like a natural death. Well, he could. Of course he could. It happens every day. Nobody knows I'm here. He could get away with it. I'm trapped. Unless I get out of here. Huh? No. I'm too dizzy. If I move around, I'm going to pass out. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The Lord is my shepherd. Leads me beside the still waters. Oh, please, God, save me. Save me. Well, there he is. There he is. Trying to get in to do it. Give me the phone. No, 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 no. What am I doing? He won't answer the phone. He's going to get in. He's going to kill me. And I can't stop him. Oh, God, they're coming in.
Mr. Maitland? Mr. Maitland? Ah, well, poor guy's finally gotten to sleep at last. So much for the Good Samaritan for one night. Hotel Prentice. Who's that? Yes, we have a Mr. Maitland registered. Well, the switchboard is closed for the night, ma'am, but I'm the desk clerk, and I just checked on him. He's asleep. Yes, ma'am. No, he's fine, ma'am. Sure. I'll leave a note that you called. You're welcome. Some people.
Eddie Maitland, who remembered snatches from the 23rd Psalm and one phrase from Franklin D. Roosevelt, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Only, in Eddie's case, that fear was more than enough for one lifetime. I'll be back in a minute. A Siren in the Night, written and directed by yours truly, Jim French, featured Phil Harper as Eddie Maitland and Ed Hearn and Pat French. Join us next week when again the Golden West Radio Network will bring you Crisis.